We're going to start out talking about diffuse large B-cell. What we're going to do for each one of these modules is we're going to chat a little bit about the disease, the oncology strategy, and then we're going to hear about a patient from one of the nurses and see how this plays out in real life, so to speak. We could talk about diffuse large B-cell for a long time, but we're just going to focus on some new things, in particular the use of the new antibody drug conjugate polatuzumab vedotin, as well as CAR T therapy. Such an exciting time right now. We'll reflect back to also the ASCO meeting was last week, and I'll find out whether there's anything there that was of any great note. We'll start out talking a little bit about polatuzumab, and I'll start with you, Mike, because it's interesting. This is an antibody drug conjugate, sort of like bevacizumab, but it's given in combination with chemotherapy, usually BR. And Mike, maybe you can talk a little bit about when you think about using polatuzumab and kind of what your experience is when you give it to patients.
Yeah, so it's, as you mentioned earlier, one of the newer agents that we have, and it's proven to be quite valuable in a couple of settings in particular for our practice right now. And that one of the main ones is people who have relapsed, and we are trying to relapse with their large cell, and we're trying to bridge them to either a stem cell transplant or CAR T. And it takes time to develop and plan for those. You have to collect stem cells. If it's a CAR T, you have to get the cells processed. That can take 3 to even 4 weeks. And so, as you know, with relapsed large cell lymphoma, the disease can progress rapidly. And so you can't let the disease outrun you while you're getting things ready for this next line of treatment. So how you bridge those patients and get their disease back under control so you have as low a burden of disease as possible when they go into treatment is very important. And so the combination of polatuzumab with BR has proven to be one of the active regimens that we can use for that purpose, because sometimes these people are refractory to some of the other chemotherapies that they've had. And so it gives you a more novel way to target the lymphoma cells and try to maintain control while you're getting them geared up for what we hope will put them into a durable remission.
So I'm going to ask Kim in a second to talk about kind of what you say when you are about to begin a patient on polatuzumab. I know you have a patient actually that we're going to present who received it. But first, Craig, can you backtrack a little bit and talk about how polatuzumab works? It's a so-called antibody drug conjugate. Last week in our breast cancer program, we were talking about 3 antibody drug conjugates, T-DM1, sacituzumab. So can you talk a little bit about how antibody drug conjugates work, Craig, and what this one is?
So these are fairly, at this particular point, they're not novel anymore because brentuximab has been around for almost 10 or 11 years. But basically, it's an antibody that binds to a target. We call that an antigen. In this particular case, it's CD79B. I think of it almost like a syringe. Once it binds to the cell surface, a chemotherapy prodrug is injected inside the cell. It's enzymatically cleaved, and an active agent is then released internally, and it can kill the cell. The most common of these is MMAE, which is monomethyl auristatin E, which for all intents and purposes is sort of like vincristine with a little bit less side effects. And this is a MMAE is also the chemotherapy prodrug, which is used in brentuximab vedotin. This particular CD79B is a very, very good target in lymphoma. Almost all B-cell lymphoma is expressed CD79B. I actually foresee polatuzumab being used in not just only diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, but some of the other lymphomas as well, as it's studied a little bit more broadly. One of the things that Mike had said that he uses this as a bridge to CAR T-cells, I actually give this treatment, and I hope it's going to achieve a complete response. Because if you look at the curves in the patients who are on the clinical trials that I think that you all have, patients who actually achieve a complete response, they may not relapse. Almost a quarter of the patients who have a complete response have still not relapsed with polatuzumab-based treatment, which is almost unheard of in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
So yeah, that is really interesting. And we know that actually polatuzumab, although as we talked about, it's being used in the relapse setting, either as a treatment, but also in patients who just to sort of bridge them to transplant. It's actually being looked at in a trial right now up front. And if we can put that slide on there, this is the POLARIX study. We'll see when this gets reported. So it's possible that rather than giving R-CHOP in the future, and we're going to talk about what happened in Hodgkin, it kind of reminds me a little bit there, you're going to be given this antibody drug conjugate with RCHP. And Kim, you know, I guess the cool thing about these antibody drug conjugates is you're delivering chemotherapy, but it's really going like a Trojan horse into the cancer cell. Do you see many chemotherapy systemic effects, hair loss, nausea, and vomiting, Kim?
No, typically you don't see any of that. That's the nice thing about it, which I always try to remind people, it's not really chemo and that it's targeted. So they don't have to worry about hair loss or nausea or vomiting. You just have to worry more about the side effects of initial reactions, fever, chills. And we don't use it that often here, but anaphylactic type reactions, we pre-med them and then discuss it can affect the blood counts, especially this drug particularly can. And this drug also, it seems like, can also cause diarrhea. So we talk about bowel management and fatigue. And neuropathy apparently is another side effect of this drug. So this patient in particular we're going to talk about, she's had a lot of therapy. So we have to be more mindful of it, adding another agent that can cause the neuropathy. But I do emphasize that it's not like traditional chemotherapy, which is nice. And then we talk about when you initial visit, if they have any bulky disease, tumor lysis, and monitoring fluids, monitoring electrolytes, and just kind of review each side effect that potentially could happen with the initial visit and then the following visits.